Time to catch up with Mayor of Muswellbrook Shire Council, Steve Reynolds. How are we doing, Steve?
Good morning, Bear. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you very much. Now, the Aquatic Centre, you and I spoke about a couple of times. In fact, you were planning on pushing me into the deep end on the 2nd of July.
Yes, that's correct. I was looking forward to seeing you do the deep swim and see how far you can get and see if you can beat Pete Holland in the race, but I don't want to push you into what's not going to be a warm pool. It would have been cold on the 2nd of July at this stage, so just due to the power with the installation by Ausgrid to be completed on the 30th of June, the council staff needed time to fully test the system and also ensure that that temperature is suitable at the right temperature. So the decision was made. It was one of those mayoral decisions that we give people the best experience first and foremost, and that we don't have people come along on the 2nd of July and get a bad experience. So the 9th of July is the official opening, and we will be, it'll be all systems go then. It's definitely happening on the 9th, and as a payoff, so I wasn't too happy about it because I made a commitment, but it'll be open for a full week for free for the whole public. So during the school holidays, the second week of the school holidays, I encourage people to get down there and take their kids, take the mum and dad along and enjoy what we have as a fantastic new facility in our shire. And the opening's happening at 10:30 to 3 on Saturday the 9th of July.
So that's when the official ribbon cutting will occur. All right. Looking forward to that on the 9th of July, Saturday the 9th. Also, the road teams have been out doing a bit of patchwork.
Yeah, so it's another busy working week for the works and roads team. They're out doing some heavy patching on the Golden Highway, slashing on Wyalong Road and Wyalong Valley Road. And tree planting continues, sealing works on Whitten Valley Road, water service repairs at Galvin Drive, Carl Street, Aberdeen Street and Palace Street. So all your normal services, the council staff are out there getting them done at the moment.
Now, mate, as we speak, you're actually in Australia's home of bureaucracy. You're down there in Canberra. I dare say to catch up on the mighty Canberra Raiders after their fantastic victory on the weekend.
No, that's a negative.
Oh, okay. What are you down there for then?
We're down here for the Muswellbrook hasn't been along for over a decade, and I thought with the new council, it's the National Assembly for Local Government Association, so all the mayors and general managers from over the country are here, the majority of them. So it's our way of this motion to be put forward towards the parliament about what we want to see. There's some keynote speakers. It's a good way to network and learn what's happening in different areas and especially what's topical at the moment with our Mines closure and meet up with other areas and try and get some, great content and bring back to the councillors. But it said that it wasn't something that was on our calendar before, mate, but it'll be on our calendar for moving forward because it's not a weekend away. It's work, work, work. And then we're meeting with ministers at Parliament House on Wednesday.
Tomorrow. So yeah, it's been a good experience so far?
Mate, yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. I was a bit sceptical to start off with and, full of enthusiasm, but have come along and it's been great, It's meeting mayors from all around the country, sitting down, having a chat. I'm not forward, backwards and coming forward, so I'll, grab a sandwich and go and sit down and talk to someone during the lunch break and, get a different perspective. It's all about perspective, mate.
Indeed. All right, well, Steve, looking forward to hearing more about that perspective when you get yourself back to the Shire, and we'll have another chat next Tuesday. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Thanks, Bear.